Yechezkel, Perik Yudalad, Pasuk Tes Vav, Lili Nishmas, Harav Avram Nisanel ben Rav Shlomo, and for Rav Shlema, for those who are Rav Shlema, we're talking about righteous people who yet could not save anybody besides themselves in the generations in which they lived, which were doomed to tragedy, much like the Dor HaKorban over here. Pasuk Tes Vav, Lu Chaya Ra'ah Avir Ba'aretz Vishiklasa. If I would cause wild animals to pass through the land and they bereave it of human habitation because it's too dangerous to live. And it becomes desolate without a passersby because of all of the wild animals. So if it comes down to that point where nothing can even pass through, everybody's afraid, what's left? These three men in the midst, typified by Noach and Daniel and Eov. By my life, as I live, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if they would save sons or daughters, how could they save them? They can't even save their own children in some situations, at least Eov couldn't. Noach was able to save his own children, but that's possibly, says the Malbim, because how else would they repopulate the world? Noach is 600 years old, his wife is elderly. They needed continued generations to rebuild the world afterwards. But otherwise, Noach, Ish Tzadik, in his generation, Tamim HaYo B'Dor Osav, they alone would be saved. But in the parable of all of these wild beasts, the rest of the land is going to be absolutely destroyed. And only righteous individuals will be able to survive on their own merit, but they can't save anybody else. So of all of the threats, we had wild beasts. Now we have, or if I bring the sword upon this land, and I decree and I say that the sword is going to cross the land. And men and animals are all going to die at the sword. I'll cut off from it, man and beast alike. So first it was wild beasts, and now it's going to be the sword, and before that it was famine. Yerches. And again, a repetition. If these three men, Noach, Eov, Daniel, are in the midst, by my life, as I live, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they still couldn't save their children. They alone would be able to be saved. Or if I send a disease, if I send a plague, if I send a pestilence to that country and I pour my fury upon it in blood. Interesting phrase. Pour my fury upon it in blood. I wonder if we are talking about the fact that disease is often spread within the bloodstream. That could be an interesting explanation for it, would be the fact that the blood itself bears the illness. Maybe that's what it means, bedam. None of the mafarshim talk about it that way, but I think in modern medicine that would be an interesting interpretation. Lahachris mimeno adamu behema, to wipe people out with COVID, with bird flu, with Spanish flu, with whatever it might be. Man and beast. V'noach Daniel v'Eov b'socha. He names them this time in Pasuk Chaf. And Noach and Daniel and Eov in its midst, in her midst. Chayoni no Hashem Elokim in bein v'im bas yatzilu. As I live, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if a son, lest a son or a daughter be saved. Interesting, the other ones are banim and banos. This time it's singular, bain ubas. And I don't see the Mefarshim talking about that either, about why that small but significant change, unless you want to say a disease takes an individual. Each individual has a progression of the disease in their own way. But again, So Rabbi Breuer says, would they be able to save at least one child of theirs, one son or one daughter? Hema b'tzidkasam yatzilu nafsham. They in their righteousness will save, in their own righteousness will save their soul. So Rabbi Breuer really does says it beautifully. Even if their children had been deserving of a thousand deaths, would not the heart of a parent bleed at the thought of having to give his very last child to die? But God has decreed otherwise. His righteousness demands it. Hema b'tzidkasam yatzilu nafsham. Only Daniel, Eov, Noach are going to be saved, but not all the rest. There's some talk about the vineyard. In the Noah movie, I thought Darren Aronofsky, who made the movie, did a very perceptive thing. He gave Noach survivor's guilt when he made the vineyard and tried to drink himself into oblivion because watching the entire generation die, being unable to save them, was too much for him to bear. All right, let's go a little over time. We'll try to finish the parak. Yicho amar Hashem Elokim. This is what Hashem says. Af ki arba'as shefotai horo'im. How much more when I send all four of my evil judgments at the same time? Cherev, the sword, bera'av, and famine, b'chayo ra'ah, and wicked slaughtering wild animals, v'dever, and plague, and disease, shilachti el Yerushalayim. I have sent against Jerusalem, l'hachris yumeno adam u'behema, to cut off from it both man and beast and animal. So I'm going to have pity. I'm going to leave a remnant, but I'm going to. I ought to destroy Yerushalayim completely because I sent all four of these previous punishments upon them. And nevertheless, I allowed a remnant to remain therein. Sons and daughters, not too many. Hinam yotzim aleichem. They are being brought out to you. They're coming out to you, all of you in Gullus. Remember, Yechezkel is testifying, is prophesying in Gullus, in Bavel itself. And you will see their way and their deeds. And you will be consoled over the evil that I brought upon Jerusalem. Everything that I brought upon it, not just the evil, but all of it. So you've seen the mercy of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now, is the remnant as worthy, as righteous as Noach, Daniel, and Eov? No, they're not. Their ways and their deeds, you'll be able to see. The survivors of the carnage, you're going to see that they do not deserve to be saved, and yet they got saved anyway. If you acknowledge that the destruction was justified, then you get to survive, even if you don't necessarily deserve it on your own merits. Finally, Chav Gimel v'nichamu eschem, and they will become a comfort for you. The survivors from Yisrael who are, you know, survivors of the Holocaust, yet they're going to comfort you when they make it out. Kisiru es darkam v'esali lo sam. You're going to see their way, their deeds, the terrible things they did. And you're all going to know that I didn't do all this for nothing. Everything that I did in Yerushalayim was merited. Everything I did deserved. So when you see the great scale of justice that was being employed here, when you see that all of this was deserved, that in a sense is a comfort because the idea of Schar Va'onesh helps to verify for some people who are doubting their faith that there is divine justice, there is a God in the world. And the fact that they deserved it is actually going to be validation of the fact that the Navi warned you about it and that you know what to do to prevent such a thing from happening again in the future. And as Rabbi Breuer concludes beautifully, even these depraved sons and daughters are the fathers and mothers that will raise a new generation of purity.